Still here， 我愿意的英文版来自于 Lian Marlin 林恩马莲。欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，各位还好吗？关注新浪微博 DJ Kenneth 婕妤，可以跟我互动。Canace Kenneth 就是我的英文名，婕是洁白的洁，妤是王字旁锦鱼的鱼 ，DJ Kenneth 婕妤。同时呢，微信公众号 Kenneth 音乐故事，与您分享音乐中的每一丝力量，每一份感动。Lian Marlin 是来自于挪威的一位女歌手，成名之后呢，她将她的创作力归功于故乡挪威。在寒冬的月份中，一天的阳光只有短暂的一个小时，这就使得她有更多的时间来思考和琢磨自己的写作能力。那她的歌曲呢，在许多地方都反映出她的生活环境，例如将欢乐不断的北国夏日夜晚用自然而具象的方式描绘出来，让听者无法不动容。她也用更深层神秘的方式反映出冬天的漫长和忧伤。一起来听听这首改编的我愿意的英文版，来自于 Lian Marlin。 I just can't help it, no matter what you say, it sounds you're far from okay. I know you're hurting, so please just stop the lie, just say you've tried to stop it and show me how you are. I see through all the faces you put on. I know you're wondering just how you got to this. All you've lost, all you missed. But it will beOK， 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，微信公众号是 Kenneth 音乐故事。这首我愿意的英文版编曲改得很有风格，并不是死板的照搬翻唱，而是添加了新的节奏和转调，不留心听呢就很难抓到我愿意的曲子。好了，下面的时间让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。I just can't help it, no matter what you say, it sounds you're far from okay. I just can't help it. No matter what you say, it sounds you're far from okay. 我只是受不了了，不管你说什么，我都能感觉到你的糟糕。首先呢，我们要了解的是 can't help 这个短语。Can't help 字面上来理解的就是不能够帮助，但是呢，我们要注意这个短语呢后面可以接动词的 ing 形式，也可以接动词的不定式 to do something。但是两个短语呢，它们的含义是非常不一样的。首先 ，can't help doing something 表示不得不或者是经不住做某事。比如说 ，she couldn't help smiling， 她经不住笑了起来。She couldn't help smiling。那歌词说 ，I just can't help it， 意思就是我经不住了，受不了了。再来这一个例句。She could not help the tears of rage rolling down her face. The tears of rage 表示愤怒的眼泪，她止不住她愤怒的眼泪顺着面颊流了下来。She could not help the tears of rage rolling down her face. Okay, can't help 后面加上 to do something 表示不能够帮助做某件事。Can't help to do something. 比如说She can't help to clean the house because she's busy making a cake. 她不能够帮忙打扫房间，因为她正忙着做蛋糕。She can't help to clean the house because she's busy making a cake. 下一个短语是 no matter. No matter. 固定的短语表示无论不管。No matter how hard he may try, he will not succeed. 不管他怎么努力，他都不会成功的。No matter how hard he may try, he will not succeed. Recently, I feel tired, no matter what I do. 最近呢，我无论做什么都会觉得疲劳。Recently, I feel tired, no matter what I do. 歌词下面说 It sounds you are far from okay 是什么意思呢？这里的 far from 基本的意思是距离远，它引申的时候可以表示一点也不。我们来听例句。The factory is far from my home. 工厂离我们家很远。The factory is far from my home. 我们要着重了解的是它的另外一个意思，一点也不。The project is far from perfect. 从例句来体会一下。The project is far from perfect. 这项企划呢，离完美很远，也就是非常的不完美。The project is far from perfect.What he said is really far from the truth. 他说的距离实话是很远的，也就是说，他说的一点也不是实话。What he said is really far from the truth. 所以呢，歌词说 It sounds you're far from okay. 就是说好像你离 OK 还远着呢，也就是好像你很糟糕。It sounds you're far from okay. 好，那现在我们把这小段歌词连起来听一下。I just can't help it. No matter what you say, it sounds you're far from okay. 我只是受不了了，不管你说了什么，我都能够感觉到你的糟糕。It sounds you're far from okay. I know you're hurting. I see through all the faces you put on. 从你脸上的表情，我都能明白。See through 基本的意思呢就是透过什么东西看见什么东西，比如说 If your eyes are covered with a cloth, you can't see through. 如果呢你的眼睛被布蒙住了，那你就看不透了。 If your eyes are covered with a cloth, you can't see through. See through 这个短语呢引申的时候可以表示看透或者是识破，比如说 It is easy for me to see through his trick.我很容易看穿他的鬼把戏。It is easy for me to see through his trick. OK, 下一个短语是 put on, put on. 在歌词中的意思是穿上、戴上，也就是说你带着这样的表情之类的意思。那 put on 呢，它还有很多很多其他的含义，我们通过例句来体会一下。She put on the brakes suddenly. 她突然踩了刹车。Brake.B-R-A-K-E 是刹车的意思，这里的 put on 表示开动，使运行。 She put on the brakes suddenly, 她突然踩了刹车。 She looks like she's put on weight, 她似乎发胖了，这里的 put on 表示增加体重。 短语有 put on weight, 增重。She looks like she's put on weight, 她似乎发胖了。I don't think she was hurt, she was just putting it on. 我想呢，她并没有受伤，她只是在装装样子。这里 put on 表示假装。I don't think she was hurt. 我并没有觉得她受伤了。She was just putting it on. 她只是在装装样子。Hi, Dad. Can you put Nikki on? 这里的 put on 表示让某人接电话。所以呢，这个例句意思就是 ：Hi, 爸爸，你可以让 Nikki 接电话吗 ？Hi, Dad. Can you put Nikki on? He put on an act which showed him up completely. 这里的 put on 表示举办。上演 He put on an act which showed him up completely. 他的这番表演真可谓是淋漓尽致。The city is putting on extra buses during the summer. 今年夏天呢，这个城市将额外增加公共汽车。这里的 put on 表示专门提供。The city is putting on extra buses during the summer. 今年夏天呢，这个城市将额外增开公共汽车。思念是一种很玄的东西，如影随形，无声又无息，出没在心底，转眼吞没在寂寞里，我无力抗拒，特别是夜里。您正收听的节目是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 杰瑜，微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事，与您分享音乐中的每一次力量，每一分感动。节目最后，让我们同往常一样，依然听到来自于王菲的原唱《我愿意》。好了，今天的节目到这里就要跟您说再见了，感谢收听本期节目，我们下期再见，拜拜。什么都愿意，什么。